We want to welcome you to our first service. We are glad you can be part of this service. If you are visiting us, please don't leave after the service. In fact, I had other names. I don't know what happened. Okay, some changes. Okay, praise God. And I've got two videos, you know. I think what we will do, thank you, musicians. I will ask Pastor Derek to remind me halfway through the message. That way it will be exciting. Okay, let me pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, just close your eyes. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, today our hearts are not only open, our ears are also open to receive what you have for us. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your goodness. Lord, continue to lead us and guide us into all that you have for us. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. Amen. I'm going to ask those at the sound system, if you're not attending to anything, to please sit down. Thank you. You got some chocolate, is it? Okay. Now, you know what? The Bible in Isaiah 30 and verse 15. Everybody say 13 and verse 15. You know, the scripture tells us this. If you look at what is shown on the screen, it's not complete. It says, in returning and rest, or in repentance and rest, it will be your salvation. Does that make sense? In returning, the actual word in New King James is returning, but they have changed. It's okay. In repentance and rest. Everybody say rest. Rest. This sounds like R&R. Right? R&R. I happened to be traveling on the second day of Hari Raya to visit someone in Kluang to pray for this gentleman. You must see the R&R. It's like a carnival. Pastaria. All of them are supposed to be visiting their friends, but they're all lining up and eating there. If you want, I can show you the video, you know. I thought this is Hari Raya. Orang lain semua sudah koya. All lining up, you know. It says in repentance and rest is your salvation. In other words, in returning and rest is your salvation. But many of us, unfortunately, are not restful. Many of us, unfortunately, are restless. Say restless. Isn't it true? Restless. Look at the next part. It says here, in quietness and trust is your trust. In quietness and trust is your strength. Now, I'm going to show you the full scripture in a short while. Okay? Even though God decreed and declared that this is the state of your life in me, God-given life, but people refuse to accept this. Does it make sense? They choose to be restless. They choose to be anxious. They choose to worry. They choose to be fearful. They choose to be fretting. You know, look at the full scripture now. Show me the full scripture. For thus says the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest will be a salvation safe. In quietness and strength shall be a confidence. But the next, you know what the scripture says? But you would not. Come on, look at this, everybody. But you would not. Huh? This is the original plan of God for mankind. After coming to know Him, that we will find rest and our trust in God will be in quiet and in confidence. Right? In the topsy-turvy world today, together with the world, the church is also restless. Are you here with me or not? Can somebody say amen, please? Now look at me. 700 years before Jesus came, Prophet Isaiah gave this. 700 years later, Paul writes the same thing. In Hebrew, the 4th chapter verse 1 and verse 4. You know what he says? Therefore, look at the scripture. Okay? Therefore, since a promise remains entering his rest. You know what? I fear that some of you will fall short of it. That you will not come into that rest. Okay? Now look at verse 9. Therefore, there remains a rest for the people of God. Now, how many of you want this rest desperately? Yeah, this is not holiday rest, no. This is the rest of your soul. The soul rest. You know, God's intention for all of us is our rest will come from the place of our work. Our rest, we're playing with the phone. Our rest will come from the place of our study. Our rest will come in the place, from the place, not in the place, from the place of our ministry. The rest is not going to be outside. You know why? Otherwise, the rest of your life, you'll be planning holidays. Okay? True or not? This is God's intention. This is really God's intention. In the midst of all that you're going through, up and down, and pain and suffering, and storm and challenges, anxiety and fretting, fear and worry, in the midst of all this, God has promised a rest that will keep you focused in the plan, in the purposes, and the promises of God. Come on, put your hands together and give Jesus the glory. So that we will be people who will be people of destiny and purpose. Come on, that we will not be turning to the right and the left according to our circumstances. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Now turn with me to what Jesus says in Matthew, the 11th chapter, verse 28 to 30. I especially dedicate this message to all those who are anxious, worried, fretting, what else? All those negative, fearful, huh? I dedicate this message to you. You know, Matthew, the 11th chapter, verse 28 right up to 30. Jesus said, come to me, all those who are what? Okay? Those who are what? Those who are laboring and those who are worried. Is it? Heavy laden. Come to me, all those who are heavy laden, laboring and are heavy laden. And I will give you rest. Isn't that wonderful? Come on, somebody say amen, please. Okay? And then he goes on to say, look at the next verse. Verse 29. Jesus says, take my what? Yoke upon yourself. Right? Learn from me. For I am gentle and meek, lowly. I will not judge you. I will not criticize you. I will not look down on you. I will not say that you are a cry baby. I will not say that you are a fearful person. I will not say that you have no confidence. I will not look down on you. And I'll give you rest. Can somebody say amen, please? And then Jesus went on and said, for my yoke is what? Easy. And my burden is light. Look at me, please. It is very, very natural for us to face all those negative circumstances that are thrown at us, whether within the family or outside the family. But you know what? With this promise, in the midst of all that you're going through, you can still find rest and be focused. Can somebody say amen, please? Come on, somebody shout amen, please. Isn't that wonderful? Come on, isn't that wonderful? You know, remember David. Hear me, please. Don't worry about the scripture. I'm going to quote just from my heart. You just hear me. David said this. In Psalm 61, verse 1 and 2, David said this. Don't worry about the scripture. He said, from the ends of the earth, I am calling to you. That means I'm at the end of my life. I'm at the end of my hope. I'm at the end of my self-control. I'm at the end of my confidence. And then he goes on to say, when my heart is overwhelmed, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that's higher than I. For you are my tower, strong tower. You are my hiding place, that I may find rest in the shadow of your wing. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Who is this rock? The same rock is speaking to you today. And that's Jesus. And Jesus telling you today, come to me, all those who are weary and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. No burden is burdensome for me. No labor is laborsome for me. No anxiety is anxious for me. No fear is fearful for me. No worry is worrisome for me. Come on, put your hands together, give Jesus the glory. Whoa! And he says this. Some of these words you can't find in English, okay? It's my words. And he says here, come on, invitation. Everybody say invitation. He says, take my yoke upon yourself. That's what, how to do, I'm going to tell you in a short while. Take my yoke upon yourself. You know, and he says, for I am, learn from me. Belajar dari saya. Okay, learn from me. For I am gentle and I am meek. I will not criticize you. I will not push you away. I will not ostracize you. I will not reject you. And you'll find rest. Come on, Havinder. You'll find rest. And he goes on to say, if you got any problem with the word yoke, he said, and burden, he says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Come on, look at the yoke of the world and the yoke of Jesus, please. Look at this. Can you see? Is it clear? This is the yoke of the world. Huh? This is what it is, yoke. The centerpiece, you know? These two bull are suffering. Pulling the cart as well as the cow herd. Huh? This is very inhumane. You know? And that's the yoke as far as the world is concerned. But Jesus said, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Look at this. This is Jesus. Who is carrying the yoke? Jesus. I'm saying spiritually. That's why we read in 1 Peter 5:7, Peter says what? Cast. Say cast. Cast means put it on me. Cast your burdens on me, for I care for you. And while Jesus is carrying the burden, come, my wife, come. While Jesus, you just follow that, okay? I'm Jesus now. Wow. Okay. What? Simply say, huh? Go hold me. Look at the picture, nicely. Hold me, you know what? Look at this, he is carrying your burden, at the same time, he is comforting you. He's telling you, don't worry, I will keep paying your bill. Don't worry, I'll take care of you. Who is carrying the burden? Jesus. When Jesus carries your burden, it's a matter of time. Your burden becomes a blessing. Amen. Come on, put your hands together. Whoa! Whoa! Hallelujah. I'm talking today to burden bearers, not Paul bearers. Know what Paul bearer? Undertakers. But I'm talking to burden bearers. Are you here with me? Can somebody say amen, please? Amen. Jesus said in Matthew 6 and verse 27, how many of you, by worrying about your tomorrow, worrying about your studies, worrying about your future, you can add one cubit to your body? Can't. Your worry changes you, but not your circumstances. Your worry has an ability to eat up your peace and your rest, and some of us fall sick because we worry. Come on, somebody say amen, please. It's not going to change. The sooner you retire from worrying, the sooner you become a warrior. Hallelujah. Put your hands together. Give Jesus the glory. Amen. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Amen. That's the truth of the matter of your salvation. I'm not giving you some positive talks. No, this is the possibility of God's word. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Isn't that wonderful? Come on, isn't that wonderful? Okay, now look at me, please. Jesus then keep on saying in Matthew 6 and verse 34, come on, look at me. Do not worry about tomorrow. For tomorrow, what? Has its own set of worries. But today, we have enough worries. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Why? Because his mercies are new every morning. It's not enough for tomorrow. So you're going to go to sleep and be restless and dream about demons coming. Okay, it's enough. So today, you have enough grace for today. Amen? When you worry about tomorrow, then you become a very worrisome person. Can somebody say amen, please? Is that wonderful? Okay, let's just go back to this. Are you with me still? Okay, let's go back to the scripture. Jesus said, take my yoke upon yourself. Take my yoke upon yourself. Learn from me. Belajarlah dari saya. Learn from me and you will what? Find. Not give, find. And the rest is waiting for you to find. Okay? Now, the question is, how? Bagaimana? How to take? So, the wisdom of taking this yoke and learning from Jesus so that we can find rest is found in John, the 15th chapter. Okay, how many of you want rest? This is for you. I'm going to make it so simple that even when you go home, you can teach it to your cat. Because I saw Kathy, no? You can teach it to your cat, you know? Stop worrying. It's not going to help you. You know, either you fall sick or you die early. Yeah, serious word. You know, Proverbs 17:22 says what? A merry heart. A merry heart. You know what's a merry heart? Not a Catholic Mary, you know. A merry heart. Okay? A merry heart means a joyful heart. Does good like a medicine. But a broken spirit. What breaks the spirit? Anxiety, fear, worries, fretting. And all this breaks your spirit. A broken spirit dries up the bone. Dries up the bone. That's why you got arthritis. You got cramps at night. You wake up in the morning, cannot bend your back. All the bones are affected. Okay? Are you here with me? Can somebody say amen, please? So how? Come on, let's look at John. There are three things that I'm going to leave with you as simplified as I can. Because when you leave out of this place, you can only take this message. You can only take this message. But finding rest is your responsibility. Okay? I got enough trouble, I have to find rest. I cannot share my rest with you. I'm not some holiday agent, okay? Air Asia, come, fly. Fly to Thailand, Phuket, huh? No. Each one of us, God has given us the ability to find rest. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Dato, can you say amen there, please? Okay. Now, today, before I get into the message, Derek reminded me, we have two videos to show you. Number one, our groundbreaking, okay? Now, our intention is to start the new building by August, okay? And I told the Lord, if we have 20 million already, we will start the building, okay? So we haven't reached the target yet. Pledges are very slow in coming in, but we're not going to pressurize the pledges after they pledge away, you know. But we're going to trust God. And if not, end of the year. Okay? Now, this is a groundbreaking. We already broke ground. Okay, see the... This is the video.
It is history-making for Calvary Community Churches.
I don't remember saying that. All the contractors.
This groundbreaking marks the beginning of the construction of this entire project.
This was in February.
The name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, we declare this groundbreaking dedicated to you for your glory, for your goodness, for the generation to come.
Believing the vision that God has given to us, standing with us together in faith to arise and build.
Come on, put your hands together. Whoa! That's prophetic. Okay, so pray for us. The next one is all the mission trips, I think. That will be about 5 minutes, I think. Okay. Actually, they're all very biased, huh? Some team, they never even make noise. As though some team not effective, huh? Okay, let's pray. Father, we commit every one of this team that's gone out. Lord, this will not be just a joy mission trip. But we'll go back to the same places and establish some ministries there, dear Father. We pray for missionaries who are stationed there. Lord, we pray your hand be upon them. Bless them, dear Father. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In November, I'm going to Africa, Uganda. So once I bring the video, you all shout, okay? At the entrance, I'll give you a gift. All must shout. Otherwise, I won't end the service. Okay. Now, the question remains, very quickly, I want to make it easy and simple. Now, remember Jesus said, come to me, all those who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And then in the second verse, he tells us how to get the rest. He said, take my yoke upon yourself, learn from me, for I am gentle and meek, and you will find rest. Right? You will find, like this word, find rest. Rest has to be found. Okay? Don't think it's automatic, huh? Okay. And then he went on to say, describe the yoke. He said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Come on, somebody say amen, please. And then in John the 15th chapter, Jesus gives us the wisdom as to find this rest. Okay? Now, this is what I want to leave with you. John 15, we're going to read verse 4, 5, and 7. Now, look at these three verses. Very important. And each one are pathway for you to find rest. Okay? Now, abide in me. Read together with me. Abide in me and I in you. Wow. Abiding in Jesus And Jesus abiding in us, awesome. I love that part, no? I really love that part. You know, we try to abide. Sometimes we fly away, but he abide. How do you like that? He finds a dwelling place in us. Okay? And then, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. The key word is abide. Now let's move on. Verse 5. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. I like that. And then in verse 7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you. I like this. Okay? If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Isn't that wonderful? Okay, what are these things? This is how you take the yoke. This is how, come on, everybody here with me? Those at the back, wave your hand. Okay, now this is how you take the yoke. Okay, isn't that wonderful? Number one, okay, please hear this. Number one, take the yoke of Jesus through intimacy. Say through intimacy. You know, verse 4, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. Come on. Can somebody say amen, please? Come on. Somebody say amen, please. The restlessness of rejection. The restlessness of loneliness. The restlessness of not knowing where you're going. The restlessness of not being loved. All this is healed when you have intimacy with Jesus. That's right. This is a meaningful relationship with Jesus. You walk with Jesus daily. Come on, somebody say amen, please. You know, David said in Psalms 5 and verse 3, David said this, early in the morning, will I lift my voice up to you? Look at this. My voice you shall hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning I will direct it to you and I'll look up to you. Now this is intimacy of the impartation of his love in our life. This is the first key. If you're sitting here and you don't have an ongoing relationship with Jesus, you don't have a daily walk with God, you will continue to be restless. You continue to be restless because you don't have in the natural enough energy to fight anxiety, fear, and worry. It's intimacy that gives you the impartation of God's divine strength for you to be find rest. Come on, somebody say amen, please. David said in Psalms 91 and verse 1, he said, he who finds an access to the secret place of God will abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Secret place. Everybody say secret place. You know what's a secret place? Your closet prayer life. Jesus said in Matthew the 6th chapter verse 6, when you pray, he said, go into your room. Okay? Say go into your room. Privacy. Go into your room. When you have shut the door, privacy. And then pray to your Father who is in the secret place, secrecy. And your Father who sees, from the secret place will bless you, what? Will reward you openly. And the Father who sees every day, look at me, church, give Jesus an opportunity to see you in the secret place. Every day. You know, like today, this is my strength. Today, I got up at 4 something. That's my strength. I get up at 4 something. Not because I'm pastoring a church. Not because I'm praying. Not because I'm not, that I got so many ministries. But no. No. I find rest in the ministry. I find rest in what I'm doing. That's God's plan for us. Come on, somebody say amen, please. There's no smooth sailing for any one of us. Okay? in this world. We always have something happening around us. But the wisdom is, in the non-smooth sailing situation, we can be restful. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Is that wonderful? Are you here with me? If you don't have a consistent walk with God, start today. Okay, don't keep postponing, I'll do it next week. No, start today. Today, when you go back home, take some time, quieten yourself, and wait in the presence of God. And just let God just open up your heart, and you just talk to Him. And you'll find rest. A new energy. Say, new energy. Then you will begin to realize, come, you will begin to realize some in intimacy, some, hold me properly, and your head on my chest. You know? Yeah. You know, then you will realize someone is holding you. Someone is carrying your burden. And suddenly, your prayers are being answered one by one. You're not so much heavy laden anymore. That's number one. Take my yoke. That's the yoke. Learn from me. Intimacy. Find rest in your intimacy. Come on. People who don't have daily walk with God are people who are restless. They have no confidence of the future. You know, restless about the future. Come on. Who holds your future? God holds the future. Isn't that wonderful? Come on, somebody say amen, please. David said in Psalms 27 and verse 4. You know what David said? Not David Chong. David the king. Okay? Not David Chong. Chong Beng Tiam. No, but David, God. Ivan Chong. Chong Asun. You know what? You know what David said? One thing have I desired, that which I will seek after. Fine. That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord. You know what's the beauty of the Lord? Rest. Restfulness. Come on. Restfulness. And then he goes on to say, and to inquire in the temple, Lord, why am I going through what I'm going through? Isn't that wonderful? That's number one. You take the yoke of Jesus by intimacy or abiding. Number two, very quickly. Take the yoke of Jesus. Number two, make it easier for you. Is that as simple? Right? ABC, the Sunday school. Okay. Number two, take the yoke of Jesus through His Word. Say, through His Word. Yeah. You know, friends, the Bible is just not full of promises, but the Bible is full of assurance. I'm assured. You know, John 15 and verse 7, you know what Jesus said? If you abide in me and my word, you abide in intimacy. What's your name? Irene. Iris. How many Iris we have here? Okay. One only, is it? Okay, right. You know, it says, if you abide in me, that's already what? Intimacy. Say intimacy. Intimacy. That's right. And my word abide in you. That's what? The word of God inside of you. You will ask what you desire. Okay, is that? We're all champions in asking. Okay? Give me this, give me that. Okay? Desire, it shall be done for you. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Is that wonderful? Come on, somebody say amen, please. Daily, find time to read the word. Let your soul be restful. Serious. As your spirit gets purified, your soul will find rest. And it's the word. The word is the bread of life. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Okay, Elaine, is that true? Huh? Now, please don't be illiterate concerning God's word. Okay? No point being a literate in the world and illiterate in God's word. and you don't know where you're going. You know, the restlessness of your future is taken care of when you read the word. The restlessness of your tomorrow is taken care of. The restlessness of your assurance is taken care of. Because the word of God, David said what? In Psalms 119 verse 105, David said, thy word is a lamp to my feet. He didn't say, thy word is a Bible school to me that I'll go in and graduate. He said, thy word is a lamp to my feet. And not only lamb, but a light to my path as to where to go, what to do, how to do, and when to do. Put your hands together. Give Jesus the glory. Come on. The word is the reflection of where you ought to go and what you ought to do. It's like a mirror. Somebody say amen, please. James chapter 1 verse 25. 2 Corinthians 1:20 says what? For the promises of God. Look at this. Don't look at that. 2 Corinthians 1:20. For the word of God, what is yes and amen. For the glory of God through you. For all the promises of God in him are yes and in him amen. That means it's done. Come on, you have the promises of God has been already fulfilled for you. It's a matter of time the promises are realized in your life. Come on, put your hands together, give Jesus the glory. You know what? Look at me again. I'm going to close. Again, David said this in Psalms. In Psalms 1, verses 1 and 2. He's my timekeeper, actually. You know what he said? Look at me, please. You have the richest book in your hand. That's the book that will make you rich, no? When you don't read, you remain poor. Holding a rich book. You hold a rich book in your hand, but living a poor life. Pathetic, right, Adam? Very pathetic. You know what David said in Psalms 1, not David Chong again, Psalms 1, verse 1. Look at me. You know what he said? Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. Blessed is the man who does not stand at the path of a sinner. Blessed is the man who does not sit at the seat of a scoffer, who people make fun of the truth. But his delight, kagambiraan, delight, sukachita, but his delight is to what? Is to what? Huh? Look at this, come on. His delight is in the law of the Lord. Say, in the law of the Lord. And in his law, he meditates day and night. And then he will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. His leaves will not wither. You know, in season, he'll bring forth fruit. Whatever he does will prosper. This book is called, whatever you do is a prospering book. Yeah, whether you study, whether you're ministering, whether you're selling scrap, businessman, whether you're working somewhere, you know, whether you're a security agent, whatever you do, God gave us this common book to prosper. Come on, put your hands together. Come on, come on. Number one, take the yoke of Jesus through. Why you copy from her? Number two, take the yoke of Jesus through the word. Come on. Somebody say amen, please. Amen. Come on, don't miss your chance. Don't miss your blessing. Are you here with me? When Joshua is about to go to battle, the Lord said this in Joshua 1:8. Joshua, be careful to do all that's written in the word, and that this word will not depart from your mouth. Okay, and therein you'll meditate on this word day and night, and you will make your way prosperous. It's about time that we make our way prosperous and to have good success. Come on, somebody say amen, please. When we don't have the word, we are restless as to our victory. We are restless towards our blessing. We are restless towards answered prayer. Are you here with me now? This brings rest. Come on, somebody say amen, please. I've been in the ministry for 41 years. 40 years. 81 I started. 81. Not one day I backslided. Ask my wife. Have I backslided? No. I've been discouraged. You know, I feel rejected, but not once I discourage. You know why? Because God is the author of your prosperity, not your despair. Come on, somebody say amen, please. The word. I keep, you know, I was ministering in Australia. This pastor was telling me, Pastor, I'm very assured your life will move on. You know why? You're a praying person. Every day. I'm not telling you a story, you know. Every day I wake up, not traditionally, not religiously. They don't have to stop playing with your phone, you know. Simply, give me your phone. This guy is all. They come to church and yet they are not churchgoers. You know, saying, you hold this for me, saying, do me a favor. If you feel angry, put it down, step it. Come on, somebody say amen, please. It's a word. Say it's a word. Number three. Okay, number one, number two, number three. Take the yoke of Jesus. This is important. Through faith. Through faith. This is the key to the success of your intimacy and your word. You know what Paul says in Ephesians 3:17? Let Christ dwell in your heart by faith. Not just by hearing, not just by reading, not by just memory, by faith. By faith. Say by faith. Okay? Now let me just read. I'm closing now. Worship team, can you go? And it says here verse 5. I like verse 5. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, what? Without me? Hello? Without me what? You can do nothing. Faith does everything. Faith does everything. Huh? Mark it right. Faith does everything. Without faith, nothing happens. Does it make sense? Does it make sense? Faith makes everything happen. Hebrew, the 11th chapter, verse 6 says what? Without faith, it's impossible to please God. He who comes to God, where's your mother? He who comes to God must believe he is and is the rewarder of those who seek him diligently. Tomorrow, okay, right? I can do things multitasking, okay? Now look at me, please. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. He who comes to God must believe he is, and he is a rewarder of those who seek him diligently. Now, friends, look at me. Faith is a rest. Faith is a rest. Really? Look at me, I give you a testimony. The building, after we sit with the QS, the building would probably cost 36 million. Because we can still bring down a lot of things. We're going to sit with the QS. The cash that has come in with the cash pledge and all that is 3.2 million. We are not touching anywhere any other money in the church. But the pledges are 37 million. But they're very slow to come. But I'm not waking up with cold what? Cold sweat. I'm not. Because God told me he will build this building for us. Faith is a rest. Do I look restless? Huh? Have I grown old after launching the building? No. Because faith is a rest. Faith is a rest. When you believe God, it's a rest. Romans 10:11 says what? Whoever believes in Jesus will not be put to shame. It's a rest. It's an assurance. You know, faith releases you from the restlessness of fear and failure. Can somebody say amen, please? Can you stand to your feet, please? I want you to just lift up your hands to Jesus. And I want you to just meditate on these three things. Take the yoke of Jesus through intimacy. Take the yoke of Jesus through the word. Take the yoke of Jesus through faith. As your hands are lifted up, let's just worship the Lord. Come on. Thank you, Jesus.
Hide me now.
Come on, just reach out to the Lord, everybody.
Under your
come on.
Wings.
Come on, that's right.
Within your mighty hands, when the ocean rises and thunders roar, I will soar with you above the storm.
Come on, reach out.
Father, you are King.
Come on, reach out to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, that's right.
Hands are lifted up. Come on, as your hands are lifted up, I want you to declare this together with me. In a short while, Pastor Derek will come and serve the communion, but I want you to declare this together with me. I declare the blood of Jesus is my covering. I declare the word of God is my position. I declare the name of Jesus,
the name of Jesus,
is my authority. I declare,
I declare,
the Holy Spirit,
the Holy Spirit,
is my strength,
is my strength.
I declare the faithfulness of God,
the faithfulness of God,
is my victory,
is my victory.
I declare the grace of God,
the grace of God,
is sufficient for me,
is sufficient for me.
I declare the mercies of God,
the mercies of God,
is my forgiveness. I declare.
Therefore,
my attitude is an attitude of faith.
I believe,
and I declare, in Jesus' name. Amen. Put your hands together. Give Jesus the glory. Hallelujah.
Come on, church. Even as you're holding your cup and the bread in your hands, I'm going to give you some time to unpack. Even as we sing the chorus again. Just reach out to the Lord. Come on, holding the bread and the cup in your hands, let's pray. Father, we thank you that even as this evening, as we come to the Lord's table, Father, even as we partake of this communion, remind us, Jesus, of the price that you have paid on the cross for our victory, that we can take upon your yoke that is easy and that is light. We thank you, Jesus, that this bread and this cup is our deliverance.
Amen.
Is our breakthrough.
Amen.
Is our healing.
Amen.
And is our miracle. Thank you for the bread and the cup. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. 1 Corinthians 11 chapter verse 23 onwards. On the night when Jesus was betrayed, after he had given thanks, he broke the bread and turned to his disciples and said, "This bread signifies my broken body that we was broken for you. As often as you eat this bread, do this in remembrance of me." In Isaiah chapter 53 verse 5, "He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the punishment of our peace was upon him. And by the stripes of Jesus, we are completely healed. Amen. As a body of Christ, let's partake of the bread together. Like manna after supper, after he had given thanks, he turned to his disciples and said, "This cup signifies the new covenant they have made through my blood. As often as you drink this cup, do this in remembrance of me until I return." In Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, it says that we overcome the enemy through the blood of the Lamb. Let's partake of the cup together as a family. Now, would you put your cups down? And can we just reach out to the Lord and let's just sing this chorus once again?
When the oceans rise
and turn this road.
Thank you for every single person in this place, Lord, that even as we have learned to take your yoke through intimacy, through the word, and through faith, Lord, help us to practice and remind us, Lord Father, throughout the week. As we leave this place, I declare over your people, they are the head and not the tail. They are high above, Lord Father, glorified together with you, Jesus. Bless them abundantly, Lord. I declare that this week will be a miracle breakthrough week upon every single one of them.
That's right.
Lord, use your people. Speak to your people. In Jesus' mighty name, and everyone say, amen, amen, amen. With this, the service is dismissed. Church, we love you, and we will see you again soon. Thank you.